After they became aware that their son Sandy had a learning disability, Anne and Michael Toombs also became involved in Bedfordshire MenCap. They believe the society did provoke changes in care provision for those with learning difficulties.
Yeah, well, I think MenCap's been very important right from the very beginning. I feel that it was pressure from parents and from parents' organisations that led to the complete change we've had in the last 50 years, in a time when people just went into an institution, to the position we're in now where people have rights and have a choice of occupation and a choice of residential provision.
As it developed, it did get a lot of people involved whose relatives were in the institutions. I refuse to call them hospitals because they're not really hospitals at all. They were just institutions. And they took a different view. They felt that, the provision should be centred around them. They could improve them, they thought, a lot. But they didn't really envisage the complete shift in the basis of provision that did develop eventually. We strongly promoted residential care. And that was enough to alienate a lot of the people with relatives in the hospital, because they didn't want that.
I mean, I think the Education Act in particular is the most important, and the Chronically Sick and Disabled Persons Act as well, the change from health to social services, was all part of that recognition that there should be services in the community. And I think that was largely because parents were saying, we want something better for our children who are in the community, and we don't want them to go into institutions, and we don't think that's the right place for them.
With the closure of the long-stay institutions, people with learning difficulties necessarily achieved a greater visibility in society. But voluntary societies like MenCap still found prejudice in health and social care.
One of our members needed a cataract operation, and the local hospital refused to do it, so we were told. And so we quite simply said, right, we'll raise the money to have it done privately. We will give this maximum publicity, and we'll march up and down outside the hospital waving banners. And the hospital, and presumably the consultant in question, just changed their mind. And I believe the operation was carried out fairly quickly. That was just the watershed. Before that, they wouldn't, or at least they were extremely careful about admitting people with learning disabilities.